It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Normally, we like to bring it up with Stovetop, but we actually have some fun stuff going on here. So let's not. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the 22 Super Bowl champions as part of our NFL bracket, best teams of the 2000, which we will seed, and we will have point spreads for all the games. It's going to be amazing. So our 12 at-large teams, we decided on a couple of them during the break. In no particular, not chronological order. The 2001 Rams. So again, these are the best non-Super Bowl champions. So it's 22 Super Bowl champions and 12 at-large teams. The 2001 Rams, the 2013 Broncos, the 2007 Patriots, the 2011 Packers, the 2010 Patriots, the 2008 Giants, the 2015 Panthers, 2016 Falcons, the 2009 Vikings, the 2019 Ravens, the 2000 Raiders with Rich Gannon. They lost to the Ravens.
So we added them. So they were a team we had not yet talked about in these segments. We added them.
And they lost. If we remember, Tony Siragusa gave the big splash to Rich Gannon and broke his ribs. Bobby Hoyin comes in. Ravens win the AFC Championship, then win the Super Bowl. That Raiders team was awesome that year. And that's still John
they,
Gordon.
They hold the up coach. Better. Yeah, they hold up better than the 2000 Titans by a little bit in that conversation.
And I think this is a great entrant here, is the 2006 Chargers with Marty Schottenheimer that went 14-2 and lost to the Patriots in the divisional rounds.
Yep. I called out sick. It was my first month at ESPN. My first year at ESPN. And I called out sick, not thinking it was a big deal. And I remember my supervisor was like, I know you're a Patriots fan. Like, don't call out sick when they play in a playoff game again. I went to Foxwoods the night before. And I remember, what's that generic Fuddruckers, that generic burger place?
I used to really like Fuddruckers.
Ate a giant cheeseburger at 6:15 in the morning and then went home, slept, and woke up to watch the game.
Did you take a chance and make it happen?
I'm sure I played poker the entire time. I don't remember how it went. It could have gone good. It didn't mean about good or bad. I have no idea.
Did you pop the cork? Fingers snapping?
My fingers were snapping as I was cheering on Tom Brady. Nance, one of the ultimate. So in that game, Brady gets the ball tied late. Caldwell makes a crazy catch down the sideline. It's like the play of the game.
No, basically. This is the Brady gets picked off by Marlon McCree and Troy Brown strips him and the Patriots recover it.
Yeah, but more than one thing happens in the game. I'm trying to remember the drive that the Patriots had.
But that's the play of the game.
That's the play. But what I was trying to set up was Nance is calling the game and Nance does one of his ultimate gushing buildups to Brady on a drive that matters. He tried so it was the California kid against because obviously with the Chargers. I mean, it was I could hear him saying it in my brain. really, really something. Really epic. Tried to make it as epic as possible. Nance, for it's so funny, Jim Nance basically a robot, just hasn't changed in whatever 30 years.
Did he ask Tom Brady after the game what he thinks about the Saudis and 9/11?
That's not going on the Nance Hall of Fame clip reel.
Ooh, Jim, I don't know.
Romo and Nance having a conversation about Saudi oil money.
About the terrorism. Okay. All right, so now we are charged with Ken. Our bets are coming up next segment. I like the over in the Astros-Mets game, and I'll give my bet in Seattle.
And my two teams are playing each other, so that's one bet. Ta-da. But for people who have been following this exercise, and especially podcast form, you're going to get to this part. So since the last time we finished the segment, which could, to be fair, was an hour and a half ago, we added, so we were going to do 32. We would like to have a couple play-in games. So we expanded the list of at-large selections from 10. So we have all the Super Bowl champions. They qualify automatically. They're the automatic bids since 2000. And then we were originally going to have 10 at-large selections, non-Super Bowl winners, the best teams. Nick read all of the long list to you. We went from 10 to 12. So the additions, which Nick said, the 06 Chargers and the 2000 Raiders are the two. So now we have 20 Super Bowl winners, every team that's won a Super Bowl since 2000. And wait, is that 22 Super Bowl champions? I don't know why I said 20. 22 Super Bowl champions, every team that's won the Super Bowl since 2000. And 12 at-large selections, best non-Super Bowl winning NFL
teams.
Is it
22, by the way?
Yeah, I just added it up. It's 22. 2000, okay. And then, because you're doing it in the season, when the season started, right?
Yes.
So it's 2000 to 2021, right?
Yeah.
Help me out here. I'm right?
Yeah.
I'm right, right? Yes. Yeah, because Rams-Titans was the Super Bowl that ended in 2000.
but we're not including them.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're in 2001 is the Ravens.
You're right.
Yeah. I have it written here. Like, I'm not wrong.
I would tell you why I made the mistake, but it's so stupid, it doesn't even matter. You're right.
Noted. So 22 Super Bowl champions, automatic bids, 12 best non-Super Bowl winning teams, at-large selections, which Nick just gave you, and we added two if you were listening to this exercise in the last part. I told you the two that we're adding. So we're at 34. So my vote is we seed them. We have two halves. We could even name the regions after things if you want. Maybe not even YBYB things. Maybe, like, should they be football things?
Like, should we do, like, the Brady and
should one of them be, like, Matt? Sure. Or I was going to say, do we want to name one after Madden and one after, like, Summerall or something?
Yes, yeah. Great idea.
Right. So 1 to 16.
We do imaging for this. It should be like something with murder. She wrote.
Boom, boom. Oh, do we still have the song?
It's probably. It might take Jake until the 4th of July to find it. Oh, that was quick. He's got it already.
He just wanted to zing you.
Coming up at the conclusion of the 2006 Chargers and the 2015 Carolina Panthers is 60 Minutes. Except on the West Coast. Followed by Murder. She wrote on CBS. Okay. Thank you, Jake.
So is it the Madden region? Or what is it? So we have 2 1-16s. What are, is it a region?
The Madden region. Yeah. And the Summerall region.
Should it be the region? Should it be the Madden? I don't know. Just like,
is Madden it Madden zone? Like a Sonic level?
Madden conference? We like region more. Like the NCAA tournament.
Conference isn't bad. Yeah. It should be like the NCAA tournament. The Madden region.
So the Madden region and the Summerall. Well, I was going to say, yeah, like, whenever anybody does brackets, there's always regions. Like, should we be different? That's like,
oh, I have a really strong idea.
All right.
What if instead of 2 16 team brackets, it's 4 8s?
4 8s. Okay. And it's the, what would you call them? Still regions?
Hear me out.
Well, if it's Madden Summerall, who is
hear
it?
Me out. Is it? East, South, Midwest, and West.
I feel like we took an idea that was awesome. We enhanced it with Madden Summerall, and then we like flipped it on its head. And I don't know if it's gotten better. Or
so
worse.
Do we want to just do the 16s then?
Why don't we do Madden and Summerall 1 to 16? We did that open. Great. You did the song. That was great. That was really great.
All right, so the Madden and Summerall.
So Madden and Summerall. So we have to figure out the 16 in each region will be a play-in game to get into this tournament.
Okay. So what we have to decide. Okay. We don't need to decide the two number one seeds now. We have to pick the four weakest.
That could be the first segment tomorrow that we do on this. Who is the number one overall seed?
Or the two ones, yeah.
Who are the 2 1 seeds? Who would they be?
But right now it has to be, who could they be?
Believe it or not, we're going to spend a lot more time on this. Believe it or not, it's July.
Believe it or not, there's no sports on TV. We're doing NFL of the last 20 tournament. Years.
Super Bowl's in.
If there were they sports, don't have to we'd try. Be talking about them, but there are not.
Oh, boy. Okay, so in the Madden region and the Summerall region, what is the plan? So the exercise here for the person listening is, of the every Super Bowl winner since 2000, and
no,
the 12
no, whoa, whoa,
at-large
whoa, whoa,
teams.
Hold on. No, so here's my question. Now, because
so the Super Bowl winners,
Super Bowl,
can they be in?
No, I think you win.
They can't
the Super
be
Bowl.
In the play-in. We have to pick four of these.
We have to pick four of.
Oh,
these
there are
teams.
Such bad Super Bowl winners, though.
So, okay, but like,
but I like your idea. They can't. You can't get scratched before the 1 to 6. Like, you can't get knocked.
You
off
won
before.
The Super Bowl. You have to get.
You won the Super to... Bowl. Like, sorry, 07 Patriots. Like. You didn't win.
Well, here's
not
the good
like
news. The 07 Patriots are going to be one of the number one overall seeds, so they're not going to be in the play-in.
Okay.
All right, so
I think,
the four
I think
worst
you got to read the 12 again, and then people can decide in their head what the four who the four worst are.
Okay. So they
do you
are.
Want to do this chronological? I have it chronological if you want.
Then you should do it.
Okay, I have it right here. 2000 Raiders. 2001 Rams. 06 Chargers. Should I be doing like 5 seconds on how what each team did? We've done that like so much. 2000 Raiders lost the AFC Championship game. 01 Rams lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, who cheated. 06 Chargers also lost to the Patriots, who may have cheated, but
in the divisional round. Important. Not the conference championship game.
07 Patriots, obviously undefeated regular season, lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. 08 Giants. Who did the 08 Giants lose to again?
To the Eagles in the divisional
round. The Eagles. Thank you. 09 Vikings lost to the Saints in the NFC Championship game. 10 Patriots lost to the Bart Scott Jets. Can't wait. 11 Packers lost to the Giants in the NFC Championship game. 13 Broncos lost to the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about them. Maybe for the other number one overall seed. 15 Panthers, 15-1 lost to the Broncos in the Super Bowl. 16 Falcons, absurd comeback against New England in the Super Bowl, lose the game. 19 Ravens, 14-2 in the regular season, second best point differential of any team since 2000, losing the divisional round to the Tennessee Titans.
I think the four play-ins are as follows. The 2006 Chargers.
Have to be in the play-in.
Honestly, the 2008 Giants.
Okay. Why don't we figure out the four teams and see if there's a better, is that the best cross match? Like we should figure out.
Well, I'm not saying they should play each other necessarily.
Right. Okay, good. Okay. So that's team one. And so team one and team two.
Although if we do that, it's Eli against Rivers.
It's Rivers Manning. Yeah. Which is pretty good.
Okay. And then, okay. I think the 2019 Ravens have to be in it.
I agree. Do they have to play the 2016 Falcons?
So the common denominator are the three teams here. Yeah. So the common denominator is all lost in the divisional rounds of the playoffs as number one seeds.
So the 2010 Patriots could also be.
And the 2011 Packers. And I don't think we should include those teams because those teams are awesome. So they should not be included.
2000 Raiders?
Yeah, probably, right?
So it's the 2000 Raiders against the 2016 Falcons. What is the sell of that game?
I mean, two great offenses, right?
It's Gannon and Ryan. Both won MVP that year.
They did. That's true. Gannon and Matt Ryan coming over tonight.
Two white MVPs coming over tonight.
And John Gruden coming over tonight.
Right. Yes. Right. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. And that with Rivers and Eli on one side and that matchup on
the other. I think the Falcons, by virtue of like going to overtime in the Super Bowl, like don't have to go into the play-in. I think it's the 2000 Raiders.
So 2000 Raiders and 2019 Ravens.
Yes. Oh, man. So it's like the Raiders looking for revenge on the Ravens.
Oh, that's great. So Tony Siragusa knocks Rich Gannon out of the game. And it's like, well, here's a time machine to go 19 years in the future and play the same team again.
I want to say something really funny that people would probably take in really poor taste right now. That would be like very pro wrestling.
There are a lot of options.
There are a lot of options. Yeah. It would with honestly like
the 2000 Raiders and the 2019 Ravens. Yeah. There are a lot of options.
Like, and it involves Tony Siragusa, rest in peace, obviously. Whatever would have been a joke.
Oh, man.
Okay. So those are our plans.
This is very exciting. This was
awesome. And I'll tell you what, do we agree, by the way, that the 2007 Patriots are one of the one seeds?
Yes.
Maybe not the number one, but they would have to play the winner of the 2006 Chargers and the 2008 Giants.
Okay, so they have to either play the team that they eliminated from the, like, that their franchise eliminated from the playoffs, Chargers, the year before.
In 06. Yeah, or the team that they lost to in 2007.
Yeah, which is obviously only a year removed on each side. 08 Giants the next year.
This is actually, like, we've actually stumbled into something outstanding.
So are the 07 Pats the number one in Madden or Summerall?
I think they have to be the Summerall region because they didn't win the Super Bowl. Madden would not have the number one seed in his region, like being a team that didn't win.
And he would give us a very lengthy explanation about why that was the case.
I just did it.
Yeah, perfect. And then where are the play-in games? Are they playing games in the terrible field in Canton? Have to be. Canton has to be involved. And I don't want them hosting meaningful games.
I think... Maybe. I think that the Chargers-Giants game should be, if like whoever we figure out should be favored, I think the Giants should be favored. I think the game should be
home field?
I think it should be at Ole Miss, where Eli went to college, as opposed to say where Rivers went. Because it's Eli and like Rivers.
So you figure out the narrative, and then that guides where the game is played?
Yes.
But it's a neutral, like a sort of a neutral site?
Sort of a neutral, yeah.
Should the actual games, once we get through the play-in, should have all of the games be at sites where the Super Bowl has been held?
No. I don't know. Maybe not.
I kind of thought that was good in my head. And now,
like, do the 2007 Patriots get home field?
Should there be home field?
No, probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we'll figure out the rest of this on the other side. And then we'll give you some, like, 4 baseball bets for tonight.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.